My SO interconnection queue drops to 215 gigawatts on tax incentive phase out, written by Amanda Durish Cook, and read by an automated voice. Detroit MISO's generator interconnection queue has fallen to 215 gigawatts as developers cut back on projects in response to the federal phase out of renewable energy tax incentives, RTO leadership said September 16 during board week. The queue currently contains 1,127 projects at 215 gigawatts. That's down from more than 300 gigawatts earlier in 2025. We're starting to see significant withdrawals, MISO Vice President of System Planning Aubrey Johnson told the System Planning Committee of the Board of Directors. Johnson said projects that entered the queue in 2023 would be hard-pressed to be online in time to meet a 2028 phase-out of federal tax incentives. He said developers are making decisions to trim projects based on the changing economics. MISO's tariff expects that generation projects can scale the regular interconnection queue within 373 days, however, the actual average timeline is 1,511 days. The RTO is working to get to a 365-day completion rate with the help of automated studies from tech startup company Pearl Street Technologies. Johnson said resource changes are showing up in the next set of members' integrated resource plans. Currently, MISO's 2023 cycle is down to 102 gigawatts from the 123 gigawatts of projects that entered. We expect to see significantly more withdrawals in the 2023 cycle, Johnson said. Meanwhile, 75 gigawatts are all that remains of MISO's jumbo 171 gigawatts 2022 cycle, and 38 gigawatts still are standing from MISO's 77 gigawatts 2021 cycle. MISO said it processed 100 generator interconnection agreements totaling 17 gigawatts from November 2024 to August 2025. Historically, only about 20% of generation proposals ever make it to interconnection agreements. The RTO expects to add 10.9 gigawatts in nameplate capacity over the rest of 2025. Johnson said the clampdown on MISO's penalty-free withdrawals for projects in the queue also could play a supporting role in the project drop-offs. Executive Director of Transmission Planning Laura Rauch said that although MISO members are tweaking the near-term resource plans they previously communicated, their emissions targets and renewable energy goals remain unchanged in the long term. She said to recent acceptance that it will take longer to get to the endpoint, but no changes in those endpoints as of yet. Finally, Johnson said the first 10 generation projects MISO selected for its first interconnection queue Fastlane all seem viable, and MISO would begin official studies within days. Half of the first class admitted into MISO's interconnection queue Fastlane are natural gas units and account for 4.3 of the 5.3 gigawatts lot. We showed only one constraint, and the network upgrades look like they're going to be in the couple $100,000 range, Johnson said of transmission needed to accommodate the new generation. He credited MISO's previous long-range transmission planning for making expedited generator interconnections possible.